What's up, everybody? This is another episode right here, the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, in this what hopes to be probably, I don't know, the last heat wave in the Midwest. August 12th, 2026. Your very first time listening to the show, checking out this podcast is running, sports, and whatever important comes across his desk here in northern Kansas City. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your week to do so. Now, I don't know when it's going to come out. This is, oh, by the way, another division preview. Getting these division previews knocked out before the season starts. I know preseason officially begins at the moment of this podcast tomorrow with the Packers and the Steelers. Yeah, Packers and Steelers. Begin things tomorrow night as far as week one goes. So 3 weeks of preseason, and then you have obviously the NFL premiere goes down with the rematch of the Super Bowl with the Patriots. And of course, the Patriots, they got to go cross country. They called obviously the team that they lost to in the Super Bowl, the Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald. I'm tempted to say McDaniel, but it's not that. McDaniel is off OC now, I believe, for the Chargers. But anyways, speaking of the Chargers, we're going to get to that in a second. Because this is actually, that's a nice transition. Because I'm planning on this episode, obviously, talking about the AFC West here in a minute. So there's that. I will record, obviously, the most anticipated episode yet, which it was the postcast, the Backyard Ultra that I did last weekend, which came with another, ladies and gentlemen, PR. Let's go, baby. This has been kind of in the midst of, I feel like I've been working too much this summer. In the middle of all that, it's been, or at least on the running side, it's been an epic summer. Definitely looking forward to keep it going. And at the moment, I am close to a decision on races. Because obviously what's going on right now, and this was actually, I brought this up a while back. I don't know when, but somebody brought it up on, who was it? On Strava. I'm not going to call this guy's name out. Yes, I gave it away, guy, but I'm not going to call his name out. Says that marathon running, in particular major marathon running, has become popular. I made a podcast about that way several months back. I don't know. It definitely wasn't this year. I definitely think it was last year. I talked about that. See? And while everybody's doing that, EG3 is going the other way. Doing wild things like going 81 miles, which put that in the sentence like, I still can't believe that. Again, I want to save that for that podcast there. But back to the major marathoning. Yeah, I see. Y'all just now getting on board with that. So while everybody's getting ready to travel the world and all that other stuff like that. It's like falling in the well. I mean, everybody's falling in the well. Everybody wants to travel. And that's what I kind of picked up. Well, should have picked up a long time ago, but yeah, now we're in a stage of, well, everybody's in a stage of life that everybody wants to travel. So like, hey, how the hell are you gonna, how everybody's gonna find that unless you make $250,000? I don't know. And I'm not bashing. Like I say, do what you want to do. Like always on this podcast, do you? Do what Eddie wants to do, right? And then y'all do what y'all want to do. So, but yeah. Y'all just finding out that now. So I go down that rabbit hole ways there as well. So yeah, that's become the thing. Everybody wants to get those 7 stars. What it is now. Not the 6 star, right? It's now 7. Right? Right with Sydney added in the mix. So I just talked to, actually 2 people that are actually doing it. I know, talked to a dear teammate of mine last week after the Backyard Ultra. She's doing it, getting ready to travel over to Sydney cross country, make that cross country trip over there. I know another person's doing it there as well. So everybody wants to be fancy. Everybody wants to be that, I want to be that guy, that runner that does all of them. So like, you know, I'm sitting back like, you know, I got a chance, you know, to really make something happen in the fall. So definitely, that's going to, I'm going to be signing up for those races this weekend, pretty much. So there's that in potential time. I'm going to maybe, as recording this podcast, maybe jump in and use a potential, well, a couple weeks before this particular race, a terrible secret, but a couple weeks before this race, the popular race here in Kansas City, to use one of these 5Ks as a trial run, because I haven't done speed in a minute. I feel like I haven't done no speed in a minute, and I think I'm going to be pick up right back where I left off, just like the week after laying down that PR at KC Metro Mile here earlier this summer. I picked up, it was too fast. I was supposed to like slow down a little bit and I was still going. I saw the Guardian Mile, and there's a repeat winner. It was either go to Cleveland, do that, or see what we can do if we can shake more trees up in the backyard. And we know now, depending on where this episode shakes out on the feed, again, the EG3 podcast, get it, wherever you get your podcast. We are on Spotify, iTunes, wherever. This podcast is nearly everywhere, thanks to being a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years there. So again, make sure you are subscribed, because we're going to have some, I think now we're officially saying, hey, we're going to have some fun this fall. For sure. No pressure, no trying to run at a certain pace, or whatnot. We're going to have some fun this time, baby. Woo, let's go. And really, and honestly, before we get to AFC West, I'm sorry, I'm going down this hole a little bit, down this road a little bit, but I'm already looking, and I should know better, but I'm going to say it anyways, because obviously, it's been an example, unfortunately, with a couple of my friends passing within the last 2 weeks, that obviously tomorrow is not promised, and it isn't, right? But I kind of already thinking ahead to 27, the spring, not the whole year, obviously, the spring, and what that could already made that decision after dropping that sub 450. So I just don't want to get too far ahead right now. We still have the rest of the late summer and the rest of fall to see what unfolds, obviously. So y'all training for that major marathon right now, where that is. What is it right now? Chicago, New York, Sydney, yeah. Or any other marathons in the United States. please train safely. I don't know, like I said at the top of this episode, I don't know if it's the last heat wave going on and whatnot, but take it easy. Obviously everybody's anxious for those fall temps, so y'all, again, I'm not telling you don't sign for a marathon, I ain't saying that, but I'm just I was way ahead of the game for some of y'all jumped on board. And I see what I'm talking about. So there's that. Anyways, AFC West. I'm going to transition it over to the Chiefs, right? So let me pull that tab for a minute. let's see here. AFC West standings. Let me see here. And of course, got to do that, right? Okay, all right, so there's that. Yeah, AFC West, and talking to the Chiefs. I'm going right to them, right to y'all's team, the Kansas City Chiefs. 6-10 a year ago. And obviously, devastating injury to Pat Mahomes there to end a miserable season there. And Patrick Mahomes trying to get on that week one status there as well, which from where I'm sitting at the top of the bit box, he looks pretty decent right now. So we're gonna, he's putting the coaching staff in the bind. so I know they signed Justin Fields. So there's that. Obviously you lose your corners to the Los Angeles Rams. I'm talking about McDuffie, Trip McDuffie, and Jalen Brown. Or is it Watson? I think it's Jalen Watson. I'm pretty sure it's that, not Brown. Sorry, Chiefs fans. Excuse me. But yeah, you get Travis Kelce back. I thought he would be done. Personally, again, I don't know shade. I don't know shade, anything like that. But obviously, him locking it down with Taylor Swift over the summer. Now he's coming back to see if he can go out the right way. Apparently, 6'11". Everyone wants that fairy tale ending. We can't all get that. Again, we're not guaranteed all that. But we all want that fairy tale ending to go out as a world champion. Obviously, that did not happen. Chiefs didn't even make the playoffs last year. So and they're going to be looking at the Broncos and the Chargers. Again, Chargers with Mike McDaniel, where I said at the top of this podcast. Now, the OC, offensive coordinator for the Chargers, after being head coach for the Miami Dolphins for a handful of years now, over there. In that area, right? So in the Chargers, they're going to be looking up on the Rams because of what the Rams have, obviously, with them. But the Chiefs 6-11 last year, yeah, that's very weird. Since moving up here or slash relocating, whatever, to Kansas City, it has been nonstop success, rightfully so, right? With the Kansas City Chiefs. Last year, and look, I'm not, obviously, you've been a follower of this podcast for a while now. You should already know I'm not a Chiefs fan. But these fans, they were in a weird spot last year. Listen to them say, what in the hell is going on? And you got to think, was it staleness? Was it lack of motivation? I don't know. Was it the getting the beat down from the Eagles in the previous Super Bowl? Probably. And I probably carried I don't have all the answers. So, but yeah, so we're going to see. We're going to find out. We're going to find out for sure what this all means, right? You don't have your good corners. You still have Chris Jones over there on the defensive end, right? So, I know they added. Who they added over there? I can't remember off the top of my head. I know they had like a top pick. They replaced McDuffie with another top corner from the draft. So these guys, so the front office, they know what they're doing. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. And the fear, I mean, hey, we all want to come back from whether it's injuries fast, whether it's injuries or a big marathon or a big ultra or whatnot. We want to come back fast and pick up right where we left off. Right? But there is that kind of back of your head, like, oh, what if this happens? What if this happens? Right. But yeah, Mahomes been working his ass off to get back on that field. We'll see what transpires within the next few weeks. I would assume, you know, that their coaching staff will hold out Mahomes as they should. Right. So we'll see what happens there as well. But yeah, Chiefs. You're not only just looking at the Broncos, because obviously the Broncos win the division. Broncos were pretty much their starter quarterback away from potentially representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. But you're looking at the Chargers, too. So, we're forgetting that. Y'all forgetting that. That you guys go up and look. Did the Chargers beat the Chiefs last year? I want to say they did. I know, if I remember correctly. They beat the Chiefs in the opener last year over in another country. I think it was Brazil. And then, yeah, it seemed like the wheels kind of fall off a little bit on the Chiefs a little bit, right? Because that happened, and then some chitter chatter within the team, particularly on the defense side of the ball with a couple of players going after one another. Yep, Jacksonville was one of those games. I did watch that Jacksonville game last year. Chris Jones. Yeah. I don't need to go into that. they're kind of loafing, or did loaf on that play. I've watched my fair share of Chiefs games. Even since coming up here when the Chiefs were not even good. We're not really relevant. back in when was 08? Yeah, it's been a hot minute. And then coming up here, and then all the success, right? Patrick, you draft Patrick Mahomes, and his team just takes off. That's what happens when you get an awesome quarterback, right? Your team takes off, you build around him, and now this team's trying to get back to where they were. You're going to have to go through the Broncos, which has Bo Nix back, and an elite defense. We talk about elite defenses. Not only Houston, Texas got elite defense, right? And I said it, I mentioned that in the AFC South preview, of it, which I recorded over the weekend, last weekend. It's not out yet, but it should be out soon. Again, I don't know when this episode is going to fall out. It is going to go in order similar to the NFC conference, right? So we got already knocked out the South. I'm doing the West right now. We'll do the North, probably the back end of the week. And then kind of wrap it up with the AFC East with the new stadium of Buffalo Bills, right? So yeah, so you got that. it's gonna be a barn burner because Texans look really good. I'm just focused on the defense. I'm not even worried about the offense. Defense. Broncos also have a great defense there. The Patriots look solid. So, excuse me again. Yeah, it's gonna be tough. So once you it seems like once you fall from the top of the conference or the whole NFL, it's hard to get it back. We're gonna find out real quick here in another 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, whatever. Right? We will definitely find out because yeah, once you fall from the top of the penthouse. It's tough to get it back for sure there as well. And the Broncos, they were basically a Bo Nix away potentially. If they had Bo Nix, who knows? And I'm still not sold. I'm probably one of maybe 30-35% of the country. I'm still not, unless you're a Broncos fan, but I'm still not on board. And somehow, the defense carried that team to where it was, and you lost because of the back quarterback wasn't good. It was not good in that AFC championship game against New England. So now you get them back. I mean, I was even was I somewhere was at Oregon? Not really. so you can call me a hater. It's okay. It's all right. You know, everybody's got their opinion. You know, like Jamar Chase said, everybody's got their opinion on wide receivers. Everybody's got their opinion on quarterbacks. And I got my opinion on Bo Nix. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just have to see. I mean, again, you got to take advantage of that great, great defense. You have to put up points on the board there. I think they got, who did they recently get wide receivers? Speaking of wide receivers, who did the Broncos get? I think they got Jalen Waddle. If I'm not mistaken on that. I think so. I heard his name in the Broncos linked. So in there as well. So that is speed right there. Talking about speed, me getting ready for more speed runs, or not, I shouldn't say speed runs, but speed races right in my wheelhouse. Getting Jalen Waddle is right up in Denver Broncos wheelhouse there. So you get a tremendous weapon there to help out an emerging son. You got good weapons, solid weapons. Just the quarterback play. I mean, Bo Nix can be solid, and then he cannot be solid. So it can be pen. And obviously Justin Herbert, I'm not sold on him either. But this team was finished second. Chargers did at 11-6. Oh yeah, by the way, Denver won this division last year, 14-3. The EG3 podcast, Andy Greer the third, AFC, and I haven't even gone over the additions, which probably going to end up skipping over that because I've been rambling on about the AFC West. See, this is what happens when you watch too much Chiefs AFC West. You get hooked in. And all that, and no, I'm not jumping on this bandwagon because I got my own team, and we got our own problems with the Falcons. And speaking of quarterback play, we'll see about Tua in that same boat. I said that a while back on the NFC South preview. I said that I'm not on board with Tua. So there's that. I'm off the board. I'm off the boat. So with some of these quarterbacks, that's including Tua, there for sure. So yeah, show me. And like I said in the K-State podcast, who was I talking about over there? I know. I recorded an episode this morning. Who else? Oh yeah, the wide receivers over there. Yeah, the wide receivers. Yeah, we got. There's talent upgrade a little bit, but you gotta show me. You gotta show me that you gotta catch the football and execute pretty much. And yeah, it's football 101. Things like that. Same thing with the quarterback. The quarterback's supposed to start first. So obviously, for the exception, well, Kirk Cousins. Speaking of Falcons, Kirk Cousins over to the Raiders, and already named QB1 starting. So Fernando Mendoza gonna have to ride that pine for a little while at least. So we'll see. Yeah, Raiders. They had a hard ass schedule. I wish I could go over the schedules of the season. Maybe I might. Maybe I will. I don't know. It depends on time, obviously, because we're fastly approaching college and NFL football. You know what I'm saying? So. Kirk Cousins, already named the starter over there in Las Vegas after hanging out with my team for a few years there and all the expectations and all that and failing expectations there as well. Man, this has become a negative podcast there. But I tell how it is. I'm not going to say it, sit up in here and be Mr. Pity Patty. Not going to do that. Be nice guy. I'm call it what it is. I've always done that. And I'm not gonna shy away from it. I'm not gonna shy away. Even if I play bad, I'll call myself out. I'm the toughest critic. But yeah, man, we'll see how that all shakes out. I know they revamped their O-line, the Raiders did. And speaking of them, real quick, they've had a whole saga. Max Crosby saga there, Raiders 3-14, hard ass schedule. It's gonna be something there as well. And you know what? For kicks and giggles, a little bit, since we're not doing the additionals, since we're just rolling on this episode here tonight on this podcast, let's for kicks and giggles for a little bit. Let's check out the Las Vegas Raiders. So let me see something for a minute. All right, schedule. Let me see here. Okay. Oh, this is probably, let me see something here real quick. Let me go here to Las Vegas real quick. Yeah, I didn't think we were talking about schedule, but here I am going to do it anyway. All right. Let's see, get out of that for a minute. Okay. All right. Let's see. Regular season. All right. So we're going to go right now this list to end this podcast. the Raiders 3-14, Chiefs 6-11. We'll see if they can bounce back. This weekend will be the first week of three of the preseason, but we're talking a regular season right now with the Las Vegas Raiders. Our guy Kirk Cousins, right over there now. So they got the Dolphins, and I mentioned the Dolphins early in this episode. They open up with them. We're not subscribing right now. Get that off of there. Chargers. There we go. Already divisional opponent. That's week two. I'm not asking no times because that doesn't matter. Saints. Saint. And I'm more. I'm more worried about the Saints. Saints in our division because they finished on a hot heater last year. Saints week three. Chiefs. There it is. Chiefs already. So you got two divisional games in the first four already. Patriots. We already mentioned them. That's week five. Buffalo Bills, 6. Rams, week 7. I'm telling you. So week 8 is the Jets. Now, I did not realize, maybe I have not listened to the episode yet on the Pivot podcast, but the Jets got Mitchell and Mika Fitzpatrick. I did not know that. So Aaron Glenn trying to upgrade that D. We'll see what happens. 49ers, week 9. Oh, my goodness. Defending champion Seahawks, week 10. The Broncos, another division opponent. Right. See, we're going right to the AFC West episode. Broncos, week 11. Browns, we'll see. Browns might be still a mess there. We'll see what their quarterback situation look like when we get to that point. This is late November. For Cleveland in a bye right there for the Raiders late in the season. So will they make that change to quarterback? Sorry, my guy Kirk. To Fernando, the number one pick of the draft, this past year's NFL draft. We'll see where it all stands out. Chargers for the second time, week 14. Broncos again. Broncos go to Las Vegas this time, and when we back up to the Chargers, they go. So they have a, so they got to go to Los Angeles and Denver to start their little series there in the division, and then those teams coming right back to Las Vegas week 14, week 15, and then the Titans still might be rebuilt mode. Sorry, Jeffrey Simmons. So they're week 16. This is fun. This is fun going right through these schedule. This is the first time I've gone through a schedule of a team. This was not planned at all. I love going opposite direction on podcasts. So the Cardinals. Titans. Yeah, Titans. That's week 16. Cardinals. We'll see where they're at end of the season again with this Carson Beck. Does he be the starter in the season? We'll see. That's the new year, actually. This is 2027, right off the bat, the first Sunday of the new year. We'll see, Lord willing. We'll see. And then, of course, you end with the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead, right here in Arrowhead, in the 18th. So, ooh, oof. Yeah. Well, I mean, Ashton Jeanty, running back over there. Max Crosby. That saga was very weird. It's from traded, going over the traded, not traded. What's up? You know, what's going on over there? So I don't know. That is just listen off that. That's gonna be a hard ass schedule right there. So for Clint Kubiak, first year head coach over there for Las Vegas. Obviously Andy Reid for the Chiefs. Here, unlikable Sean Payton with Denver. That's from that Saints Falcons rivalry. And you have Jim Harbaugh still rocking and rolling somehow with the Chargers there as well. So that division is going to be hard. I feel like really honestly going through these previews. And if you're a true football, if you're a hard nosed football fan like myself, you know that these division games, they're going to be hard knock. Bloodbaths. just look at what it is. So depending, and you might get one weak team in that mix. I mean, it is what it is. And so, is it the Raiders? I don't know. We'll just have to find out. Again, like I've said plenty of times on my other podcast, the K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, you cannot win games on paper. You got to go out there and do it. Everybody can win games on paper. But at the end of the day or end of the evening, you got to go out there and execute. That's just the bottom line. So we'll see what happens when all said and done when we get to the end of the 2026 season for these teams there. And that's just the first scheduled breakdown of the summer right there. I'm not expecting to do that. So there you go, folks. There's your Las Vegas Raiders schedule for this year. And that's going to be... From what I saw right there, from Irish Ruff right there, again, we'll see if the Raiders can prove me again to everybody else as well. That's probably like 4 or 5 wins right there. I just reeled off. Anything else is toss up as well, but we'll see. This hard nosed division again going to be something to watch here. Now instead of the Chiefs that we've been so used to since I at least moved up here. You're looking at the Broncos and the Chargers. We're just saying. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your favorite genre of podcast. Yeah, I probably made Chiefs fans a little confused, a little upset. But, hey, that's okay. It's all right. It's all right. I'm just being honest mm-hmm. with y'all. But, anyways, again, subscribe. Because this fall is going to be something. We're going to have some fun. Oh, yeah. Now, I think... Even with the background, that was fun, despite the pain and all that. Again, I'm trying to save all that for that episode there. That was fun there to go outside of my comfort zone again to do that. Now, officially, we're going to get back into my wheelhouse speed. I talked about a little battle with Jalen Waddle. We're about to have some fun now. So, get ready. Again, weekly podcast, sometimes twice a week, three times, and... We've been rocking and roll with these podcasts. We about 3 times a week, we'll see. But the next time I'm on here, I'm going to talk about Ty Gibbs and Carson Quapple. So NASCAR. So yeah, we'll talk about that next time. And of course, pick up on these divisional previews coming up down the stretch here. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, or listen to your favorite podcast. Again, if you're not subscribed, I don't know what you're doing. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button right now. And I know you'll have 5 seconds, 5-10 seconds. Please, I don't ask for this too much, but please leave us a rating. That would help. Well, I'm not looking for fame, you know what I'm saying? It'll just help out other people, ladies and gentlemen, find this sports/running podcast, the EG3 podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we made it to the finish line again on another edition of this podcast. Thank you again so much, guys and gals, for listening to another edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. We out.